Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day begins with clear skies and mild temperatures. It's a perfect morning to enjoy the outdoors, especially in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is also seeing pleasant weather. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon's disarmament plan stalls as Hezbollah shifts to guerrilla tactics, according to reports from Ynet just in. Also, earlier today, Israel Hayom reports that while Netanyahu blames Eisenkot, Hamas prepares for another major escalation. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu warns Iran of severe consequences if attacked, as reported by Walla earlier today. Separately, from Times of Israel earlier today, three people were killed in two separate shootings in Nazareth, highlighting a growing crime wave in the Arab community. And finally, a Hebron area vineyard sparks a legal battle over land rights, with Regavim petitioning the Supreme Court. This comes in a report from JNS a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 noted earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, commented earlier today that great powers often overestimate their abilities, citing the situation in Ukraine as a parallel. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported breaking news earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries of the U.S. House condemned anti-Semitism on CNN. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon, Ynet reports that Hezbollah is reverting to guerrilla tactics, complicating disarmament efforts. Israeli defense officials say Lebanese troops are not thoroughly searching suspected sites. The shift in tactics could heighten tensions along Israel's northern border, impacting regional stability. Turning to the situation with Hamas, Israel Hayom indicates that despite internal political blame, Hamas is gearing up for further aggression. Preparations are reportedly underway for an escalation reminiscent of October 7th. This ongoing threat keeps Israeli defense forces on high alert, affecting civilian life in border areas. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu, according to Walla, issued a stern warning to Iran during his visit to Sderot. He stated, "Any attack would have dire consequences for Iran." This statement reinforces Israel's stance on maintaining strong deterrence in the region. In a related development, the Times of Israel reports on the tragic shootings in Nazareth. The incidents are part of a larger wave of violence affecting the Arab community. Police investigations are ongoing, but the violence underscores the need for increased security and community support. And finally, in the legal arena, JNS reports on a vineyard near Hebron causing a legal dispute over land rights. Regavim is challenging what it sees as illegal Palestinian agricultural expansion. The Supreme Court's decision could set a significant precedent for land use policies in Judea and Samaria. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports today that Ido Strausch from Confiers AI highlights the evolving threat landscape as attackers adapt to AI-driven security measures. This evolution presents challenges for Israeli cybersecurity firms. Separately, from Ynet Business earlier today, a new security deal with Greece may alleviate interceptor shortages following the Iran war. Companies like Rafael and IAI stand to benefit from significant contracts. And finally, Globes reports recently that supermarket chain Keshet Temim is considering a stock market flotation. This move is part of the company's strategy for expansion, reflecting confidence in Israel's retail sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.